And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. The days since the murder of Oliver Wilson was discovered had been uneasy and nerve-wracking for everyone present that fateful night backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway. The strain is particularly noticeable on Larry Noble, as we find him on this bright fall day pacing up and down the flagstone terrace outside his Rosehaven, Long Island home. With him is Tom Bryson, famous playwright and close family friend who is lounging comfortably on a padded deck chair. And we hear...
Well, a good thing that terrace is built of stone, Larry.
Why?
Well, you'd have it worn out by now the way you're tramping up and down. Why don't you take it easy? Sit for a while.
I don't feel like sitting, Tom. Too restless, I guess.
Well, you wear yourself out even before the big show starts, Larry. Might be a good idea to reserve your strength.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, only that you're bound to be questioned over and over again before the murder's filed away and forgotten.
I'm not afraid of a few questions.
I didn't say you were.
You practically inferred it.
Oh, wait a minute, Larry. Don't get all excited over every word anybody says.
What do you expect when you as much as say that I'm a cinch to be charged with young Wilson's murder?
What are you talking about? I didn't say anything of the kind.
And what was all that business about saving my strength for the questioning ahead? Why should I be any more deeply involved than half a dozen others?
Wait a minute. Now, listen.
I suppose it's the writer in you. Give you a chance to dramatize any situation, and right away you picture me in a barren room with a bright light hanging over my head and a circle of men shouting questions at me.
Oh, don't accuse me of having an imagination after that last crack. Oh. You're going way overboard on this, Larry. I know it's been a rotten mess, but it's happened, so all you can do is make the best of it.
Well, I'm certainly glad you can take it so easily. But then you haven't any interest in the play. You aren't responsible for getting Claudia Vincent into the cast. And you don't have to read all the lies and the insinuations that the gossip columnists have been able to dream up about us.
Thank heaven for that, Larry.
Oh, sure. You wouldn't be fool enough to tamper with a smash hit. You'd have let Sheila go on mooning about the man she couldn't marry because she couldn't get out of her contract in the play. You'd let Claudia Vincent get her start in the theater any way she could.
Possibly.
Well, I suppose you're right, Tom. I guess I've made a fool of myself. Jeopardize my own play and indirectly my own family. It doesn't make me very comfortable, I can tell you that.
I'm sure Mary wouldn't ever question your motives, Larry, nor hold the outcome against you.
I'm doggone if I know what Mary thinks about it all, or how much of the gossip she believes.
How much should she believe?
What kind of a question is that?
Sorry.
Inquest is over, now what? Are they going to make an arrest or aren't they?
Well, you know they'll make an arrest soon. They couldn't let this kind of murder go unsolved.
Why not? Others have. What about Elwell? Star Faithful?
Well, maybe you're right, Larry, but I doubt it. I have an idea that this seeming lassitude on the part of the police is a disguise for some pretty strenuous investigation.
Then why not come out and say what they know? The inquest is nothing but a farce. Death caused at the hand of person or persons unknown. We all knew that. Oliver Wilson couldn't very well pull himself up high in the wings by a rope around his own neck.
Well, obviously. But it's not so easy as that. There are too many people who might have wanted to kill the young scoundrel.
I'm not so sure about that.
You any idea who did it?
No. Why should I?
Oh, I don't know. You seem so sure about it in some ways.
Well, I guess we've all got our own ideas, Tom.
If you did know who killed the guy, would you tell?
Well, yes. Maybe. Doggone it, I don't know.
Hello, you two. Are you still out here?
Oh, hello, Mary. Oh,
don't you want to come in by the fire?
No, thanks, Mary.
Well, what's the matter? You both look so cross.
Oh, that's just your imagination. We've been having a heart-to-heart talk.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Well, I've been down to the village and back, escorted all the way by one of our police guards.
You can't say you haven't got proper protection, eh?
Well, it's very flattering. And the officer who went to the village with me is really very nice. He's just as polite as can be. And he carries my packages. You know, I think I'll rather miss him when he leaves.
I won't.
Phoebe is very much taken with the other young man. She's been taking him coffee and cookies. And as for Larry Jr., he's absolutely enchanted with the idea of having a police officer right on our own property.
Well, I'm glad we can amuse the boy. We must arrange to have more murders committed for his entertainment.
Poor Larry, I shouldn't have spoken like that. wasn't a very funny joke. It was stupid of me.
But nonsense. There's no reason Larry should take this so big.
No, Tom. There's every reason for Larry to be miserable right now. He doesn't know if the play can continue. He feels responsible for getting us all mixed up with Claudia Vincent.
I wonder if that's all he's worried about.
What do you mean, Tom?
Oh, nothing. Just thinking out loud.
Oh, I wish there was something I could do to help Larry over these next days. I don't see how he can stand the strain much longer. I'm so terribly afraid his nerves will just snap. That's our car. Larry must be going away somewhere.
I wonder if he's taking his police escort with him.
Mary Noble and Tom Bryson listened to the fading motor with a mixture of wonder and fear. Meanwhile, Claudia Vincent, who is now staying at a New York hotel, has been extremely careful about everything she has done since Oliver Wilson's murder, for she realizes that she must be high on the list of suspects. And so, right now, when she hears a knock on her door, she listens cautiously, and then...
Who is it?
Telegram.
Well, just put it under the door, please.
Sorry, lady, you got to sign for it.
Well, I can't sign right now. Just leave it at the desk and ask the clerk to read it to me over the phone.
Okay, lady, I'll ask him, only he won't like it. He says I'm to deliver this telegram in person. Says it's urgent, but if you say...
Very well, then, just hand it to me. Oh, you can't come in here. Now go away. Don't you dare force your way in here.
Listen now, Miss Vincent. You and I got words together. Just keep quiet and you won't get hurt. Maybe. I'm not leaving this room till I have my say. You understand?
You can't do this to me, Victor. I'll phone the desk and have them throw you out. When they find out you've been impersonating one of their bellboys, they'll have something to say to you. And so will the police.
Okay, you go ahead and call them, if you dare.
What do you mean, if I dare? Why shouldn't I dare?
You ought to be able to answer that better than me. Now then, do I close the door and talk quiet, or do you want to stir up a fuss?
Well, you can stay just 5 minutes, but I warn you...
I won't be here more than 2 minutes flat.
I want to know what you mean by coming here. Did your employer send you? Is this another one of his wretched plots to intimidate me?
The boss? You got that all wrong, Miss Vincent. Mr. Barlow don't know I'm here. He wouldn't care anyhow. He figures you got yourself into this jam. It serves you right. And he might bring up that old story about how you tried to blackmail him.
That's a lie.
Yeah? Well, if he says so, it's his word against yours. And if I was to come in on his side, it would kind of fit the scale, wouldn't it?
What are you trying to do, Victor? Threaten me?
No, ma'am. Just so we understand each other. You got to stop shooting off your face about me to the cops.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You're the one who had to say you saw me back there at the Hamilton Theater.
Well, I wasn't the first one. It was Mary Noble who saw you, and she said so to the police.
She saw me across the street. That's different. You had to go tell about me being inside the theater, backstage.
Well, it's true, Victor, isn't it? I heard you quarreling with Oliver Wilson backstage the same night that he was found murdered. And you can't make me say that I didn't.
Okay, Miss Vincent, I admit I was there. I had something I wanted to say to Mr. Wilson. Something between the two of us. That's why I come back there. But I didn't kill the guy.
I didn't suggest that you did. You'll have to work that out with the police. And I doubt if they're very anxious to take your word for anything, Victor. You haven't a very creditable past history, you know.
It goes for you too, sister. If you want to play it tough, all you got to do is say so. I got eyes in my head and ears, too. Maybe I saw something while I was in the theater that night. Something you wouldn't like me to gab about.
You're bluffing, Victor. You're trying to scare me.
Yeah? Okay. So let's leave it like that. You keep your mouth shut, and maybe I won't say what I know. I'll admit that I ain't in the best spot I was ever in, but that goes for you, too, Miss Vincent. Double.
Claudia Vincent looks at Rupert Barlow's chauffeur with terror. She does her best to mask her fear, and she wonders how much this sinister man knows. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.